for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2015 Men's Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock p.m., October the 17th, 2015. G. Moody is the speaker of this service, teaching on Overview of Deliverance. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
You can minister anyone in the world over the telephone. You can touch the lives of people around the world in a few hours on the telephone and watch the Holy Spirit spread deliverance. I cannot travel to every person or have them travel to me. The Holy Spirit can then move in that person's life and spread deliverance in that area. It's gratifying to see what God will do. Here again, the key is to take away the legal rights of the demons before casting out. I normally minister. What I used to do, I'm not doing that anymore. I used to work with people basically about every night, 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. I got so busy I couldn't do that. Home ministry. You can invite people into your home for deliverance. I minister to men or couples by myself. I minister to a woman with a witness present. I never asked Christians to sign a legal release in over 30 years of ministry. I believe that God protects me when I keep things decent and in order according to the Holy Bible. I've invited people into my home during the week and over the weekends by appointment. Internet. Stan Little Madrick have an internet site, demonbuster.com, where they have her 9 deliverance manuals. The site has touched the lives of over 7 million people around the world. And that's about 13 million people. Our website is bedeliver.com, which is set up by Elijah Hughes. I have some other websites. So if you send me an email, I'll tell you what all those websites are. Traveling ministry. I travel to local, national, international sites to minister. The ministry is primarily deliverance with healing, other topics as requested. I primarily travel around the United States with some trips overseas. Types of ministry. Over the internet and telephone, in the mail and home, local, national, international, travel, mass, and personal deliverance are types of ministry. When I travel, the ministry consists generally of two things, teaching and personal ministry. My main goal is to teach people around the world how to do deliverance. I do personal ministry primarily to set people free, but also to teach them how to do personal ministry. I mail packages around the world containing deliverance material. I consider my congregation to be the whole world. Every Christian is a minister, has a ministry, and one or more gifts of the Holy Spirit. Functions. My function includes licensed and ordained minister, apostle, teacher, writer, counselor, spiritual father and grandfather, apostle of churches, and pastor of patients. I believe that God told me I'm one of the fathers and pioneers of modern deliverance. I've been told I have a direct personality and anointing. Goal. My goal is to help Christians fulfill their ministry and especially help those with deliverance and healing. I license ordained ministers. I counsel with a fivefold ministry and consider it an honor to have ministers do their job. They can come to me without being concerned with competition. I maintain their confidentiality. Tithes and offerings. As you go, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely have received, freely give. That's Mark 10:17. This is my motto and I love to sing it for you. As you go, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out the devil. Freely you have received, freely give. Amen. Okay. I believe that deliverance should be freely given. You do not charge for ministry. God told me to take any offer the person who sent me so he could bless that person or anything. Okay, now if I have any time, I'll open up for questions and answers. I got through the persecution and I got through taking you through teaching about deliverance. So, do you have any questions? Raise your hand if you have any questions. Okay, yeah, stand up so everybody can hear you.
Uh-oh.
Speak loud.
Oh, it's hard to still here. I wrote this down just so it would sound like this now. I didn't finish, but didn't get done. But my wife divorced me about 7 years ago. And I remarried a wonderful woman, God-fearing woman, who was all about God's Word, dying to self, in Mr. Howard Pittman's book.
Yeah.
She's wonderful, wonderful. Just a wonderful wife. But she is just about more spicy being an Italian than a Cherokee Indian, and I can handle such hot. And she's reminds me that that's just her character, her Italian upbringing. And it's just almost overboard a lot of times, just for me to handle. And I just see some of it just, and she won't admit it, but some of it's a demonic activity, but I believe it is, but she won't admit it.
Well, okay, you have what's called nationality curses. Every one of you has nationalities. You are cursed by each nationality. You're cursed by the sins of the nations. Like Indians. Okay, my wife had Cherokee Indians on both sides of the family. There were demons involved with Cherokee Indians.
Yeah.
And when I'm in church, many times I'll say, raise your hand if you have Indian blood. Now, it's just a matter of curiosity. Raise your hand if you have Indian blood. There's one, two. Hold your hand up so I can see it. Okay, that's a bunch. Okay, thank you. Thank you. All right. It's fairly common for people to have Indian blood. Okay, the Indians, about 5% of Indians worship Jesus Christ. The rest of them are heathen. So you have the curse of the Indians. And then Italian. What did Italy do? For instance, what's America doing? What's America doing to curse you? You are an American. You're being cursed. You're being cursed by our nation. Okay, and abortion. Okay, and homosexuality. Now, you may not have any demons to come. Okay. No, we're not. See, I probably shouldn't ask you that question. But if you have an abortion, you definitely need deliverance. Because you shed innocent blood. You killed an innocent baby. If you got involved in homosexuality, or how about lesbianism? Have you ever put your tongue in a woman's vagina? That's lesbianism. That's like the women do. Did you do that? Yep. So, your wife put your penis in her mouth? Okay, if you've done those kind of things, you need deliverance. Now, so you've got the Italians and the Indians. You have nationality. We're American. So we're cursed by our nation. Right now, we're really being cursed by our nation. We've only killed 57 million babies. Now we've legalized sodomy. So, yes, anywhere you're cursed, you need deliverance. Now, you'd be an ideal one to do it. If your wife is receptive to them, deal with the curse that came in through the nationality. Okay, who wants to be next?
I've tried to do deliverance several times, and it seems like I had a problem with it. And I've tried to deliver my own wife from the spirit that was of her to hold offense at me, take offense and then hold it for days, weeks, I think she's even held it for months at a time, where she wouldn't hardly speak to me the whole time, much less anything else when I was younger. But I've always felt like maybe I needed to work with somebody that was proficient at it, because it seemed like I just couldn't hardly do it by myself. And then there was one time that I might have been successful one time. I don't know, there was an Indian woman I talked to one time that I could smell the liquor on her breath. And I guess that they tried to cast that demon of alcohol out of her, and she was going into a place there, and when she come back by, she told me thank you. Well, maybe I did do a really good on that, but if I did, that's the only time I know of that I did. So I tried to cast the demon out in a church I was attending one time. It was a man, there was a demon, and one of the people in the church called me and told me they needed me down there.
Yeah.
And I tried to cast the demon out of this circle. There were several of us around the circle there around him. And this guy says to me, this is one of the pilots I think I need. This guy says, lead him to the sinner's prayer. And in my heart, I thought, no, you don't lead him into the sinner's prayer until he's been delivered. But then I think Satan put the thought in my mind, what do you think you're doing, running a one-man show? So I told him, you cast the demon out. Well, he never got the demon cast out. And anyway, I wound up, after it was over, going out and walking by the railroad track, just feeling really deep down, and feeling like I really fouled up. And this is something else I've had to deal with, it seems like. Instead of, it seems like the devil beats me down after I do have a real bad failure of some kind. And I've had to learn how to deal with that, except the fact that we're going to make mistakes and that the Lord still wants to work with me and through me.
Well, okay, now you bring up a number of things. The Bible says a curse causeless cannot come.
It says what?
The Bible says a curse causeless cannot come. Y'all hear that?
I don't understand.
Curse causeless.
I'll say that again. The Bible says a curse causeless cannot come. Okay, if you're cursed, there's a cause. The cause is sin. Now, so you can't just be cursed. Unless there's an open door, cracking your spiritual armor. Now.
You mean it could be a curse instead of a spirit? Is that what you're saying?
Okay, first you're cursed. Okay, remember, you commit adultery. You have disobeyed the Bible. You have cursed yourself. Then there's a spirit of adultery that goes along with that demon. A spirit, evil spirit. Then the demon of adultery can come within you. Possibility. So, now, and then looking at, how many of you are married? Raise your hand. That's most of you. All right. Now, so like having a problem with your wife, do the women need deliverance? Absolutely. Okay. Now, so you've got to deal. Okay. I mean, see, like I gave you a whole page full of curses. Those are general curses. There's no way that I could sit down and write you a book on every particular curse. In its simplicity, everything about what you obey, you're blessed. Everything about what you disobey, you're cursed. That's the simplest way I can explain it to you. So, and with curses comes demon. And that's where people get demonized. So when you're dealing with your wife needs deliverance just like you did. So, you deal. Now see, the beautiful thing is if you're a husband, you have spiritual authority over your wife. You're ideal to cast demons out of your wife. Now your wife has to cooperate, she has to want it. You're not going to do any good if she doesn't want help, or she doesn't want to cooperate. You can't do it for her. No matter how much you love her, you can't do it for her. You can't forgive her of her sin. She has a free will. I tell people, you got a right to go to heaven, you got a right to go to hell. Take your pick. Where do you want to go? God doesn't force you into heaven, He doesn't force you into hell. So you minister to your wife. Now, I minister to a lot of women. Probably about 75% of the people I minister to are women. They ask for help. Much more likely to ask for help than men. And I deal a lot with women's emotions. That's one of the areas of weakness. Remember, God made you the stronger vessel. Women are the weaker vessel. So you have to deal with these things. But if you're a husband, see if you can talk your wife into getting help. Tell her you'd like to help her. Give it a try. Give it a try of casting her demons out. So I'm like telling this brother here, how about your nationality? How about your sin? Like abortion. Abortion, killing, shedding innocent blood, death, murder. If you've ever been involved in that, You're first.
Military?
Yeah. Okay. Who wants to be next?
I have a question.
Stand up.
Talk about the wife, the conversation between a wife and a husband, asking the wife if she wants to be a husband. Do you have, let's just say she says yes. Okay? Can you go into your prayer closet and begin exercising these demons because she gave her permission, or do you actually have to be there and lay hands on her right there and all that kind of stuff?
Right, she has to take part in it. Like, for instance, you cannot forgive her for her sins. You can't get her saved. You can't cast out her demons. Like, sitting right there, you can't cast your wife's demons out now. Okay.
Right.
You go to her and say, you have this problem. Would you like to get rid of that problem? You're involved in stuff that's ungodly. So you have her repent or forgive. Then you have her right to break curses and soul ties. Then you cast out the demons that came in through the curses and the soul ties. Then you pray for healing of the soul and the body, and you discipline your life. You change your way of thinking, change your way of acting, go and sin no more. Now you can lead her in that, but like what are you learning at this conference? Maybe you've never been here before. I think you have been here before, haven't you?
A long time ago, but I'm familiar with what you're discussing right now. So
okay, so the key is teach your wife. Begin to teach your wife and show her and encourage her, not condemn her,
right.
But explain. Would you like to quit being addicted to cigarettes or whatever? Okay. This is the key. The ideal is because you, as a husband, you're the spiritual head of your wife. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Okay, husbands. Love your wife as Christ loved the church. Are you willing to die for your wife?
Yes.
Wives, submit your husband as unto the Lord. That's Lord with a little L. Look up the Greek. Both is very powerful. Okay? The family, your marriage will go the way you go, husband. Not your wife. Your family will go the way you go. Not your wife. Why? Because God gave... Okay, children, honor and obey your parents. Wife, submit your husband. Husband, submit to God. Okay? So, man, you're very important. You're very important as a husband, as a father. Think about that. I'll put the blame on you. The success in your marriage and in your family depends on you. You have the greatest responsibility. And actually, it doesn't totally depend on you. You can't blame it on your wife. Okay. Now, so, yes, by all means, get involved with your wife. You know, get her one of the big red books or whatever. Okay. You've got to get your wives involved. Now, one way to get them involved is invite them to look down the Bible camp. Okay. They have one women's meeting once a year, and then they have six camp meetings. So, yes, I encourage you. I encourage all of you. Get involved. Get involved being a good husband. Well, how are you going to do that? You need to learn what to being a good husband is. Get involved with being a good father. Learn it. It's not just because you got married it makes you a good husband. Or just because you had children makes you a good father. It's almost like a lifetime. In the manual, in fact, many, many years ago, when Glenn and Irm, we came to several meetings, and then Glenn Irmley invited us to speak. And one of the first things I spoke about was on the family. You go in the manual on pages like 170 to 190. You want to find out what the Bible says? You can see what the Bible says about the family, isn't it? And then on page 190, you have a summary of the perfect family with a perfect relationship to God. So you've got to learn. Okay, you're supposed to be a workman who rightly divideth the word of truth and needeth not to be ashamed. That's a big book. Think about that. That's a big book. But we're supposed to have a working knowledge of that. Okay, very good. Who wants to be next?
I have a question.
Now stand up.
Yes. Earlier you said that deliverance was unpopular and controversial.
Right.
My wife and I have been witnessing to our pastor and to our congregation about deliverance, but they're not receptive. What can you do to promote the truth to a congregation that is not that receptive to the idea. So my question is, why do you think it's unpopular? Why do you think it's not? Why do you think it's controversial? Why do you think it's unpopular?
Well, I mean, first of all, that's what God told me about 35 to 40 years ago. But it was this controversial, it's unpopular, but it's got to go. Okay, controversial. It's controversial in the church. Alright? It's unpopular in the church. But we're dealing with a third of the Bible and a third of Christ's ministry. So what you're dealing with, I'll be real nice, you're dealing with a lack of training in the seminaries, in the Bible schools and so forth, and the church. Now, the Bible is pretty blunt. The Bible says that we don't have you be ignorant Christian. So what we're dealing with the ignorance of Christians.
That's right.
See, it's like this, we're sitting right here. This is an oasis. This is an oasis for the world. Okay? How many people in the greater Hot Springs area come here? All right? But yet it's an oasis. See, they're offering things to the world that you're not going to get most places. Well, to be blunt, be nice, they haven't been trained. Why doesn't the preachers in the church teach people how to cast out a demon or how to pray for healing? Now, as you're teaching about salvation, sure, that's the most important thing they're in. But there's a lot more in the Bible than just salvation. You got healing, you got deliverance, and some other stuff. So this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the public. No, let's forget about the public. We're dealing with Christianity that by and large is ignorant about what we're talking about. Or here again, it's almost like the world making fun of us because we're Christians. They'll make fun of us because they cast demons out. So you've got to, like, if you're a husband, it's a matter of teaching your wife. You know, you personally working with her, getting her a book or whatever, like the deliverance manual. How do you start? What's the first thing you do with yourself? You educate yourself. Then you put it into practice. Okay, I tell people, you can memorize the Bible and go to hell. That's not going to get you to heaven, memorizing the Bible. Okay, reading a book about deliverance is not deliverance. You've got to cast out demons. Reading a book about healing. You need to pray for people to be healed. You've got to get involved in them.
Sir,
yes, sir, stand up.
Can I comment on his question just briefly?
Sure.
About 34 years ago, I preached a sermon, 45 minutes, on Sunday morning. Why is it possible for a Christian to have a demon? What I didn't know was people in church were really praying for me. So the answer to his question is to pray. Was your pastor. So the very next week, I was confronted with a Christian that had a demon I had to deal with. I mean, bam. Shook my whole theology up and changed my life. But it was when I was brought face to face with the reality of God did that to me on purpose, but it was through the prayer of people in the congregation that it came to pass.
Well, thank you. And that's my brother's a pastor. Yes, stand up.
I think God just moved in my head because of you guys. Because before you asked, do you know of any examples? I remember Wim Worley on a tape saying he would pray for the church down the street to actually have a demon manifestation because he wanted the tables to turn on the laughter. And then you asked, how can it not be unpopular? Can we pray? I mean, is it scripturally okay or is it sound to pray? That let there be a demon manifestation so that deliverance can come and actually be at the forefront. And then, sir, you mentioned that some of your congregation are actually praying that there would be light shining in this section of our Christian walk that others don't seem to be ready to hear. And maybe you know other examples, but thank you.
Yeah. Okay, what should you do every day? You should pray and do spiritual warfare. Do you know the difference between praying and doing spiritual warfare? When you're praying, you're doing what? Yeah, you're asking God in the name of Jesus Christ. When you do spiritual warfare, are you asking?
No.
No, you're commanding.
Yes.
You don't ask the demons to come out, you command them to come out. Okay, so every day, Now, I told you we're in a very bloody life and death battle with the forces of evil. It's very, okay, as a Christian, it's very dangerous in this world. It's very dangerous in America. Can you see Harry Goodman is anti-Christian? Can you see how the courts are anti-Christian? Is there danger there? Sure, because we become the enemy. We become the enemy of the government. We become the enemy of the courts. What's one of the things we're going to face? See, it's like I get up in the pulpit. How are they going to try to control what I teach? How are they going to try to control what goes over the internet? What are they going to do about my 11 books? What are they going to do about you? What are they going to do about your ministry? You know, okay. Make it, you stand up again, brother. Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
When I was in a meeting just recently on the legislation of the state, and some questions were being asked about what you're referencing here, and I had one of the attorneys that were there, and she told me point blank, I asked the question, she told me point blank that the next thing you're going to see happen is that they're going to come against pastors for hate speech when they start talking about homosexuality and some other things. She said that's already started in this state. Then she went on to say, so I followed that up with a question. I said, well, when are they going to come against the Bible? She said, that's on the horizon, but they're actually going to come against the Bible and have those things omitted from the Bible because it falls under hate speech. So that's coming.
Right. Thank you. Are you beginning to see what's ahead for us? Like, what's ahead for me? Okay, go ahead, brother, stand up.
Sir, since you've been in the deliverance ministry for 40 years, and we're all seeing a tsunami of sin come into our nation, into our churches, into our families, can you give me an example that where you have seen in your own ministry a mass deliverance? Can you give us an example of the victory in Jesus over some of the sin? Do you understand my question?
Well, okay, I think you're talking about mass deliverance. Now, I do a lot of mass deliverance. Okay, typically, I have 2 hours here. I have done a lot of mass deliverance. If you go on the internet, you can find a lot of mass deliverance, where I've had a lot of mass deliverance here and early, too. So, yes, typically what I do with mass deliverance, I get up and I'll teach a lesson. I have you stand up and pray a prayer out loud, and then I'll cast your demons out. I've done a lot of that. I do it, I get on the internet, I do it on the internet, I do it, I have Skype and Ubu, I do it on Skype and Ubu, I do it when I'm in meetings, hotels, motels, jails, prisons. Basically what I was trying to do today, I was trying to accomplish a certain amount of teaching, get it on tape, for Kevin to use, and then also, I'm glad we had time for questions. So yes, okay. I don't just teach about deliverance. I cast demons out. I pray for people to be healed. Now, this didn't quite fit today or tonight. Well, who knows what God might get me into. Okay, stand up, brother.
I have a question about spiritual and temporal authorities, how they can put us in bondage. The question is, in the town that we come from, we could not find a church that we could go to where they weren't soft on everything, including homosexuality. We had to start our own church. But if we could not start our own church and we were stuck in a church, would that not put us under any sort of curses that they were inviting on themselves, the leadership of that church that we're in?
Yes, Rita. Absolutely. You can be cursed or blessed for what you're under. Okay? It's just, okay, make it simple. Okay, I'm standing up here in the pulpit. Okay. Now, I was given permission to do this. I was given the authority to do this. Now, when I sit down, I no longer have that authority. Okay, but temporarily, I have authority over this group of men to minister to them. Now, you need to listen carefully to what I say. Anyone in the pulpit, you don't just blindly accept what they tell you. Check it out with the Holy Spirit. Check it out with the Bible. See if it makes common sense. Okay, so now I can stand up here and bless you, or I can stand up here and curse you. Now, hopefully what I've been doing is, I've been teaching some pretty strong things, but hopefully what I've been doing is blessing you. Now, so, I'm sure I've encountered some things that y'all didn't know about. I've taught you some things you didn't know about. All right, so yes, absolutely. You can be blessed or cursed by anyone who has authority over you. You get in the church, well, okay, the pastor, let's take the pastor. He or she has spiritual authority over that church. They can bless you or curse you. And then let's drop in on them. I got a group of ministers. They have some authority. So yes, that's very true. Now, so you find, okay, when you sit and you listen to false doctrine, it can affect you. It can program you. Maybe I should do that false doctrine. It's okay. You know, your pastor is in adultery. Well, you know, it probably feels good. Maybe I should get in adultery. Not only that, there's demons over the church. There's a godly angel over the church and an ungodly angel over the church. The ungodly angel is to destroy the church. Well, let's say if the church is in sexual sin, there'll probably be a sexual demon over the church. Or sexually fallen angel. And the pastor committed children out of wedlock, and the people are committing children out of wedlock. Yes, you're affected. Whatever comes in the eye gate, whatever comes in the ear gate will affect you. And that's not, and most of what you're, you know, thank God what's going to affect you here, we're dealing with Christianity. We're dealing with the problems of Christianity. So this is for your good. But if you're in a church and they got a, like the brother said, they got a soft message, well, maybe I should teach about it. I mean, don't talk about sin. Don't talk about sexual sin. Something might offend someone. That's what we're dealing with. We're going to offend some. I mean, don't talk. No. Okay. It's don't offend anyone. Don't say anything because you might offend them with religion. You might offend them with church or whatever. Yeah, very good. Okay, who wants to be next? Okay, stand up.
I just want to make a comment.
Sure.
Brother up here on the front row was talking about, was it right to pray for a demon manifestation? We already got it. I mean, it's nationwide. The fact of the matter is, I'm not going to mention the denomination, but you got a church trying to decide whether or not homosexual pastors should be allowed to be deacons. Let's get a homosexual pastor from first place. Like you said, we're killing babies. We got too few Gene Moody's and Don Reynolds out there. Silence is consent. If you're not guarding your gates, the enemy's going to overrun you.
Yes.
So we need to get behind our pastors. We need to be the army God said we were.
Yes.
And thank you for preaching the truth.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, brother, for your comment. Right, you'll be the army. You should be a warrior. And doing things, fighting. I'm trying to teach you how to fight. Now, do you want to be a punching bag and just let the world punch you? Or do you want to fight back? I'm trying to teach you to fight back. I'm trying to get across to you. You have tremendous power. I'm astounded at what God says you can do in the Bible. Wow. Yes, sir, stand up.
Do we have some time for mass deliverance now?
Oh, right now? Let's see, we got about a quarter till three. Okay. Let's see. I was thinking, now, the first lesson was, let's see, we can do a bunch of things here. Okay, we'll just try some. I've got my white notebooks out in the car. All right, everybody stand up. We got 15 minutes. Okay. Say, Almighty God.
Almighty God.
I forgive my ancestors.
I forgive my ancestors.
And anyone else.
And anyone else.
Who has cursed me.
Who has cursed me.
Hurt me.
Hurt me.
Controlled me.
Controlled me.
I pray for their salvation.
I pray for their salvation.
I break the curses.
I break the curses.
They have put upon me.
They have put upon me.
Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me, Lord.
For anyone.
For anyone.
That I have hurt.
That I have hurt.
Cursed.
Cursed.
Or controlled.
Or controlled.
I break the curses.
I break the curses.
I put upon them.
I put upon them.
I break the curses.
I break the curses.
I have put upon myself.
I have put upon myself.
I set myself free.
I set myself free.
From those.
From those.
Who would hurt me.
Who would hurt me.
In any way.
In any way.
And I pray for those.
And I pray for those.
That I have hurt.
That I have hurt.
In any way.
In any way.
I command the spirits.
I command the spirits.
To come out of me.
To come out of me.
That have no legal right to me.
That have no legal right to me.
I command you to identify yourself.
I command you to identify yourself.
If you have a legal right.
If you have a legal right.
To me.
To me.
I repent.
I repent.
And forgive.
And forgive.
For rejection.
For rejection.
Bitterness.
Bitterness.
And rebellion.
And rebellion.
And I command these.
I command these.
Three common demon families.
Three common demon families.
To come out of me.
To come out of me.
And bring your works with you.
And bring your works with you.
And bring your families with you.
And bring your families with you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Okay, you can sit down. I'll do this. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command the spirits of rejection to come out. Come out, rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, inability to give and receive love, prenatal rejection, conception and lust, rejection of mother and father, rejection of brother and sister, rejection by Christian brother and sister, all hurts and deep hurts, causes and habits, ruler demons and lesser demons, every demon named and unnamed is common demon group is now go. Come out the family of rejection, go in Jesus' name. Now come out bitterness, resentment, hatred, unforgiveness, violence, temper, anger, retaliation, murder, suicide, death, abortion, killing. Go in Jesus' name. Be gone. Come out, abortion. Come out, abortion, killing, murder, death. Go in Jesus' name. Go in. Come out, my brother. Go in Jesus' name. Now come out, infirmity, weakness, sickness, disease. Come out, infirmity, weakness, sickness, disease. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, cancer. Come out, cancer. Come out, male cancer, prostate cancer, cancer in the lymph nodes. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirit of cancer. Now come out, my brothers, in Jesus' name. Come out, male cancer. Go. Come out of the lymph nodes. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, arthritis, bursitis, neuritis, tendonitis, griffin arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, my brother. They are sons of God. Jesus Christ is their older brother, first raised from the dead. Almighty God is our Heavenly Father, and the Holy Spirit resides in them. Turn them loose. Come out, my brothers, right now in Jesus' name. Now come. Now come out, infirmity, weakness, sickness, disease. Come out, spirits of bitterness and unforgiveness. Come out, spirits of bitterness and unforgiveness. Go in Jesus' name. Be gone. Come out, infirmity, weakness, sickness, disease, that came in through bitterness and unforgiveness. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, cancer and arthritis that came in through bitterness and unforgiveness. Go. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, by the word of God in the name of Jesus, we command you to go. Now loose them. Come out of their soul, their mind, will, and emotions. Come out of their body, their organs, their system. Go by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, by the word of God in the name of Jesus. Come out, my brother. Now go. Loose them. Turn loose right now in Jesus' name. Now come out, rebellion, self-will, stubbornness, disobedience, anti-Semitism, rebellion against their parents, rebellion against God, rebellion against God with the authority. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Now loosen this existing thing. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. We command witchcraft to go in Jesus' name. Stubbornness is as iniquity and adultery. We command adultery to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out, witchcraft and adultery. Go in Jesus' name. We demand a complete cleansing in the areas of rejection, bitterness, rebellion. Now go, come out, my brothers. Turn them loose right now. We command you to come out and turn them loose right now. We light a fire into you 10 times hotter than hell. We shine the light of the Holy Spirit in there upon you. And we give you no place to rest. We command you to look down the lake of fire and brimstone and see your punishment. You're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You're going to be cast in there with your master Satan. You're going to total loneliness and total despair. Now turn them loose. Turn them loose. Come out of my brothers right now. You have no choice. We break your power, we break your son, we break your hold. Now go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Anything in the family of rejection, go. Anything in the family of bitterness, go. Anything in the family of rebellion, go. In Jesus' name, come out. Come out the families of rejection, bitterness, rebellion. Every root, memory, scar, nest, and habit, ruler, demon, and lesser demon. Every demon named and unnamed is common demon group. As we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now turn them loose right now in the name of Jesus Christ in heaven. Just keep on coming. Now open your mouths and take three deep breaths. Now go. Come out of their souls, their mind, will, and emotion. Come out of their bodies, their organs, their system. Go. Come out of my brothers right now. They have taken away your legal rights. They've taken away your ground. Now be gone. Be gone by the power of them. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Some will follow the belief, in my name they shall cast out demons. As you go preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely I receive, freely give. Now be gone. Come out of my brothers. Turn them loose right now. I'll light a fire in you 10 times hotter than hell. Now go in Jesus' name. All that rejection, bitterness, rebellion. We rebuke you and cast you out in Jesus' name. Okay, I'm going to do one more thing. Okay, raise your hand if you got rid of some demons. Raise your hand. Wonderful. Praise God. Okay? Now, we got a few more minutes here. So, do you have something you'd like me to call out? Some name of a demon or class of demon? Yes, stand up.
Diabetes.
Oh, that's a good one.
No, it's not.
Right. Okay. Okay. Okay, we'll be a little more serious here. Everybody stand up. Okay. Almighty God.
Almighty God.
I come to you now.
I come to you now.
About sugar diabetes. Lord, I am sorry.
Lord, I am sorry.
And I repent.
For any sins I have committed,
that would open the door for me to get sugar diabetes.
I forgive my ancestors
and anyone that has spiritual authority over me,
that
have the ability to sin
and curse me
with sugar diabetes.
I pray for their salvation.
I break the curses
of sugar diabetes.
And I command the demon
to
come out of my pancreas. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, y'all can be seated. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command sugar diabetes to come out. Come out of the pancreas. Be gone. Come out, sugar diabetes. Come out of my brother. Come out of my brother back there. I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, by the word of God. I command you to come out of my brothers. Go that spirit of sugar diabetes. Come out of their pancreas. Go and come out of the soul. All the demons associated with sugar diabetes manifest and come out of their soul in Jesus' name. Go. Loose them and set them free. We rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. We bind you. The Lord binds you. Now turn them loose. Turn them loose. Set them free. You have no choice. You have to go in the name of Jesus Christ in heaven. Come out, sugar diabetes. And everything associated, every demon associated with sugar diabetes, there's a whole family of demons. I command that family of demons associated with sugar diabetes to go. Now loose them. Loose them and set them free. Come out, my brothers, right now. Manifest and come out of them. Manifest and come out of them. We light a fire into you 10 times hotter than hell. We shine out the Holy Spirit in there upon you. And we give you no place to rest. Now come out of them sugar diabetes. Everything associated with sugar diabetes. Come out. Come out. All those things that affect their body. Come out spirits of blindness. Come out spirits of blindness. Come out of their eyes. Come out of their eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. Go and come out of their organs. Come out of the organs in Jesus' name. Sugar diabetes. We rebuke you and cast you out. We force the ejection. Now be gone. Be gone. You have no choice. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouths and take 3 deep breaths. Now go. Come out. All that sugar diabetes. Come out of the pancreas. Come out. Every organ that uses insulin, come out of every organ that uses insulin. Go. Go in Jesus' name. Go now. Loose him and set him free in the name of Jesus Christ in heaven. Okay, how many got some help on sugar diabetes? Praise God. Wonderful.
Hey, I got one.
Okay, yes, sir.
How about like the spirit of Python, like a slow, smothering spirit, Python.
Okay. All right. Python is a snake spirit. They're a snake spirit. Cobra, Leviathan, Python, snake egg, snake net. Okay. It's also tied, Python is also tied in with Muslim religion. So, that's interesting. All right, stand up. Okay, say, Almighty God.
Almighty God.
We're coming against the Python spirit.
We're coming against the Python spirit.
Which is associated with?
Which is associated with?
Some false religions.
Some false religions.
It's also associated.
It's also associated.
With a family of snake spirits.
With a family of snake spirits.
Lord, we forgive anyone.
Lord, we forgive anyone.
Who has sinned against you.
Who has sinned against you.
And cursed me.
And cursed me.
Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me, Lord.
Where I have sinned against you.
Where I have sinned against you.
And cursed myself.
And cursed myself.
Now I command, the spirit of Python, to come out of me, and everything that's associated with it, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, you can be seated. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, command the spirit of Python to come out. Come out, Python, go. Come out, Python, Cobra, Leviathan, Snake Egg, Snake Egg. Come out of the back. I command you to come out of the back. Come out of my brother's back in Jesus' name. Come out of his spine. Come out of his spine in Jesus' name. Come out those demons wrapped around the spine and in the head. Come out those demons wrapped around the spine and in the head. We bind you and cast you out. Come out of him. Loosen his, come out paralysis. Come out, spirit of paralysis and partial paralysis. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, bone breaker and back breaker. Go in Jesus' name. Now loosen, turn him loose and set him free. Come out of my brothers now. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, Python. Come out, any type of false religion. I command Python associated with false religions. Go in Jesus' name. Python associated with false religion. We break your power, we break your stomach, we break your hold. Now go. Now turn him loose. Now come out, false religion. Come out. Come out, every false religion is associated with snakes. No, every false religion is associated with serpentine spirits. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, serpentine spirit. Come out, manifest and come out. Come out, Kundalini. I command the spirit of Kundalini to go. Come out of the spine. Come out of the base of the spine. Pure Kundalini. Go in Jesus' name. Go. All these evil spirits, all of your work. We rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. We bind you. The Lord binds you. Now go. Come out, all those crippling spirits. Those demons that cripple their spine. Come out of their skeletal system. Come out of these demons in the skeletal system, the muscular system, the nervous system. Go in Jesus' name. Come out the demons that have their snake in their heads. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Listen, come out the demons that have the snake in their head. Go. Go by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, by the word of God. In the name of Jesus, we command you to go. We rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. We bind you. The Lord binds you. Now go. Loose them and set them free. Turn them loose right now. Open your mouth and take 3 days rest. Now go. All these evil spirits and all of your works, go. Especially come out of my brother with the crutches. I command you, come out of my brother with the crutches. Go in the name of Jesus Christ and now. Now loosen. Loosen and set him free. Turn him loose right now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Go in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Okay, raise your hand if you got some help out of that.
Yes.
That's amazing. That's amazing, the effect of snake spirit. Okay, that was a very good question. Did you see the effect? Did you see the effect of dealing with Python and snake spirits? Do you see the effect it could affect your skeletal system, your muscular system, your nervous system? Yes, sir, stand up.
I knew what you were saying earlier. Basically, you said if you ever took the time to get life for a giant, it's like less than 3 months. And I know, the parents have all the sun seeing, but also affects the children. Now, to the, okay, I've been involved in this. So we're basically affecting my ability right now. I'm in the alphabet. My little struggles, the thoughts of blessing and stuff like that, you cover what I've done.
Right. See, he's a husband and a father. All right. So he has cursed his family. He's cursed his wife. He's cursed his family. His wife's involved in that. Okay. What happens when you get involved in sodomy, which is homosexuality and lesbianism? You curse your descendants to the third or fourth generation. You set them up for, okay, like father, like son, like mother, like daughter. You set them up to do what you've done. You see your children repeating the sins of their mother and father. So, we'll just take a shot at that. Stand up. Okay. Okay. Say, Almighty God.
Almighty God.
I forgive anyone.
I forgive anyone.
Who has sinned against you.
Who has sinned against you.
And who has cursed me.
Who has cursed me.
With sodomy.
With sodomy.
Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me, Lord.
For anything I have done.
For anything I have done.
For I have committed sodomy.
For I have committed sodomy.
Or committed sodomy on anyone else.
Or committed sodomy on anyone else.
I pray you'd help me to get free, of these demons, which have set me up, to die a severe death, with AIDS.
I'm sorry, Lord,
for what I have done, the way I have cursed my wife, and my children,
and my descendants,
to the third or fourth generation. And I break the curses that were brought upon me.
I break the curses
I brought upon myself.
I command these demons
to come out
as your names are called
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay, don't sit down. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, we command sodomy to come out. Come out the spirit of sodomy. Go. Come out, sodomy. Come out the spirit of sodomy. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, oral sex. Come out the spirit of oral sex. Go, the spirit of oral sex in Jesus' name. Go. Come out the spirit of anal sex. Come out, anal sex. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. And that spirit of anal sex, we command you to go. Come out where the man puts his tongue in the vagina of a woman. Come out, cunnilingus. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Now, listen. Listen and set them free. Turn them loose. Turn them loose right now in Jesus' name. I command the spirits of lesbianism to come out of men, where they have cunnilingus with women. Come out the spirits of lesbianism that come in through men who suck their tongue in the vagina of a woman. Go by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, by the word of God in the name of Jesus. We command you to go. Now loosen and set free. Come out, sodomy. Oral sex, anal sex. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Sodomy with women. Sodomy with men. Go in Jesus' name. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Now listen. Come out of them. Come out of their penises. Come out of their penises. Come out of their scrotum. Go in Jesus. Come out of their mouth. I mean, you come out of their mouth. Come out of their anus or whatever. Come out of the anus. Come out of the mouth. Come out of the male organs. Come out of the male organs in the name of Jesus Christ in heaven. We rebuke you, bind you, cast you out in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and take three deep breaths. Now go. Come out. All that sodomy. And all that sodomy to go in Jesus' name. Come out of my brothers right now. Turn them loose in Jesus' name. Okay, that's been very good. Wonderful. It's been very good. Okay? I have run out of time. It's 3 o'clock and another speaker is going to come up here behind me. So I better sit down. Yeah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.